Let's talk today about the five reasons I think you ought to consider the Quick Start Academy Self-Storage Boot Camp coming up March 8th and March 9th. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses all the training. The premier training I offer is the live virtual boot camps. I do one, maybe two a year. And I know this may be a little bit more of a self-serving type episode than usual, but it'll be brief. But I want to talk about the five main reasons I think you ought to consider doing the self-storage boot camp coming up next Friday and Saturday, March 8th and 9th. There's been a lot of changes in the economic landscape, and there's been a lot of changes in the self-storage space, and we're going to talk about those today. Now, even if you're not taking the boot camp, there'll be a good information in this episode for you, but I invite you to really consider it. So the number one reason is we are going to cover in this boot camp today, what are the best ways for small investors to get in or grow their self-storage business? There's been a lot of consolidation in this industry over the past few years. I mean, since the end of like 2018, 2019, the REITs have literally consumed about 10% of the square footage of self-storage in this country. So there's a lot of consolidation going on. Now, when you think about the amount of capital that's flowing into the self-storage space between the REITs and well-funded real estate funds, where these guys got to place millions and millions of dollars quickly, it makes it challenging for us small investors. How do we get in the self-storage business? How do we grow our portfolios when we're competing against all this capital flowing into this space? Well, in the boot camp, we're going to show you what we're doing and the people I'm working with, how we're getting in and how we're growing our self-storage business. In short, we look at opportunities that these players aren't looking at, or fewer of them are looking at, and we have very specific strategies for acquiring these type of assets. Now, the consolidation, although it may be challenging as we go into a self-storage opportunity, it creates a boatload of opportunity when it comes time to exit these facilities, because now we have buyers who are eager to buy the type of product that we would be creating. So we're going to cover what the best opportunities are today, where they are today, how to analyze them, and tell if it's a right opportunity for you. That's reason number one. Reason number two is we're going to go over what the current benchmark numbers are today in the self-storage space. And believe me, they have changed. How I'm analyzing properties today and what I'm analyzing is different than what I was doing a year, two, 3 years ago. The numbers are different. We'll be able to look at an offering memorandum, and you'll be able to determine what the upside is, how much square footage you could add. If you're looking at a conversion, we'll be able to look at a building and know almost precisely how many net rentable square feet you can get in. We're going to look at current interest rates, not just what you can get off the internet, but what interest rates are during the construction period, what interest rates are during the mini-perm period, permanent loans. We'll be looking at the whether you should really do an SBA loan today, and if you do, what type of SBA loan you should do, what loan to values really are today, how much equity needs to go in some of these projects. And we're going to do a deep dive into construction costs. Not only what are the pro forma numbers I use today for different types of self-storage, whether it be multi-story climate control, expansions, double story, single story, conversion numbers. But we're going to dive into the different line items on a construction budget. Then I'm going to show you strategies for reducing those numbers. All of these and more are going to be covered in this boot camp. You'll be able to look at a project, do a pretty high level, quick analysis to see if it's worth pursuing, and then you'll know how to drill down and what numbers to put in as you're analyzing a deal. And the third reason is we're going to be talking about how to create a very specific self-storage business strategy for you. One of the big things I see is people are out there looking for deals and they really don't know what a good deal is for them. We're going to do a business strategy so you get, or at least start the process, but very often during the boot camp, you will get clear what is a win for you. What is your goal for getting in the business? Why are you getting in? What type of results do you need and by when? Whether you're using your money, other people's money, we have questions, a form, and you'll begin to drill down and establish what is your return benchmark numbers. I'll tell you, my business transformed when I got clear what a win was for me as I looked at a self-storage opportunity. Then as you run the analysis, it's either a yes, a no, or a no, but it could be if this happened. And you won't be guessing. You will, when you put a property under contract or write a letter of intent, you will pretty well know what the numbers are and whether it's going to work for you or not. The fourth main reason is in these boot camps, you're going to get a lot of one-on-one attention. These are very small. There's not going to be a lot of people in there. If you want one-on-one attention, you'll be able to get it. There'll be nobody in there that will be your direct competition. So in this small group, you all will begin to share ideas, learn from each other, because there'll be no hesitation to talk. And you will have the experience of getting all the attention you need, plus learn and be inspired by the other people in the group. It will be a safe space to get questions answered, anything you need so you can spread your self-storage wings and either get in this business or expand your business. And the fifth main reason, and maybe even one of the most important reasons, is the follow-up. Most workshops, courses you take, when it's over, it's over. With this, there will be a follow-up that's included in the tuition where you will be able to get feedback as you start implementing the strategies you've learned this week. And you'll be able to get feedback. And we're going to do it inside a platform called the Inner Circle, which is that'll be a small group of people who are already in the business or getting in the business. And then as a boot camp group, we're going to come into that inner circle. And you will get not only feedback from me, feedback from other people in your group, but you'll also be able to get some feedback from people who may be a little bit further down the road from you. Whatever challenges you're having, many people in that inner circle weekly follow-up that we're going to have are dealing with it or will have just dealt with it, and will be able to support you as you implement all that you've learned in the boot camp. I've seen friendships form. I've seen partnerships form. I've seen deals come out of these follow-ups. It's very inspiring to watch everyone in this group grow as they start implementing and get support from other people who are in the same space as you are. And those are the five main reasons, but let me give you an extra one. It's very cost effective. I charge less than half of what I charge for live events. There's no travel. There's no meals you got to buy. There's no hotel rooms you've got to get. Yes, it's 2 full days, and there'll be breaks and a lunch break, but they're very full days. But it'll be 2 full days that you can do from your office, from home, wherever you are. It only costs $1,099. Which is incredible value for what's included in this, the training, the workbook, the forms, everything, and the 2-month follow-up. And if that's a stretch for you at the moment, I have payment plans. My goal is I don't want cost being a barrier. If you want to be in the self-storage space, or you want to use this boot camp to grow your self-storage portfolio, I don't want cost being the barrier. We'll be able to work out payment plans or whatever's needed. You can find out more about the boot camp at the link that's provided below in the notes or in the show notes on the podcast. And if you'd like to schedule a call with me, feel free to do that. This upcoming boot camp is March 8th and 9th. That's a Friday and Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, goes to about 5. Same on Saturday. Sometimes it goes a little bit longer, depending on your Q&A. I don't want to leave anybody hanging at the end, but it'll be a transformative event. And what I mean by transformative is you are going to be creating a future for yourself that was not predictable prior to taking this boot camp. That's my promise to you from this boot camp. So find out more about it, and I hope this has helped, and I look forward to being with you next week, and I look forward to being with you in the boot camp. Thanks a lot.